Losers make excuses, winners make progress. It's easy to find excuses for not reaching our goals, blaming upbringing, the economy, or work circumstances. But successful people redirect that energy into progress. Life's tough for everyone, but achievers persevere despite obstacles. They prioritize long-term gains over short-term pleasures and consistently work hard towards their goals. To improve in key areas like personal success, finances, and relationships, adopt self-discipline. By learning self-control, you'll boost your self-esteem and feel empowered about the future. Here are 21 methods to apply this discipline in every aspect of your life. Like personal success, business, sales and finances, and personal life. By practicing self-mastery and self-control, you will like yourself more. Method 1. Success. Picture your dream life. Success, to you, means excelling in work, family, health, and finances. Once you define what success looks like, you know where to aim. The Pareto Principle says that 20% of efforts often lead to 80% of results. To join that top 20%, figure out what skills you need and what actions to take. Learn from those who've already made it. Read their books, attend their workshops, and study their techniques. With dedication and hard work, your goals are within reach. Method 2. Character. Integrity is essential for building strong character. It means sticking to what you know is right, even when faced with temptations or challenges. To develop character, look to respected individuals for their values and behaviors. Learn from them through study and practice. The psychology of character involves your self-ideal, the person you strive to be, self-image, how you perceive yourself, and self-esteem, how you feel about yourself. By consistently practicing good values until they become habits, you align your actions with your values and boost your self-esteem. This leads to the development of a solid and admirable character. Method 3. Responsibility. Brian Tracy, once a struggling construction worker, knows what it's like to live paycheck to paycheck. But one night, everything changed for him. Alone in his dreary apartment, he had a moment of realization. He understood that if he wanted his life to improve, he had to take charge. His first move was buying a self-help book and diving into it with dedication. Tracy learned that blaming others for your problems only breeds negativity. It's the easy way out. Instead, he realized that to truly succeed and be happy, he had to take responsibility for his own destiny. This meant putting in effort and being disciplined. By accepting responsibility, Tracy gained control over his life. He understood that he, and only he, could shape his future. Method 4. Goals. Decide what you want to achieve, write it down, and set a deadline. Make a list of all the necessary actions, organizing them by when they need to be done and their importance. Begin taking these steps immediately. Then, do something every day that moves you toward your main goal. Method 5. Personal excellence. Your most important asset is yourself. By improving your skills and abilities, you can increase your earning potential significantly. Make developing your talents a priority in your life and career. Try starting your day a bit earlier. It's amazing how much you can accomplish in that first hour. If you read for just an hour daily, you'll finish more than 50 books in a year. Listen to educational podcasts or audiobooks while driving. This will make you an expert in your chosen field over time. Write down at least 10 tasks every day and focus on completing each one without multitasking. After every business meeting, reflect on what went well and what could be improved. This commitment to personal growth and continuous learning will pay off in your professional success and satisfaction. Method 6. Courage. Everyone has fears, often centered around failure, poverty, and loss of money. Self-discipline is key to facing these fears head-on. Start by identifying something or someone you've been avoiding and commit to dealing with it directly. Sometimes fear shows up as worry or anxiety. Pinpoint exactly what's bothering you. Then, imagine the worst that could happen and realize that you have the strength to handle the consequences and come out okay. Method 7. Persistence. Achieving big things in life needs persistence. It means not giving up when things get tough. Even when faced with problems or feeling down, staying persistent can help you feel better and stay in control. To boost your perseverance, keep telling yourself, "I am unstoppable," and "I never give up." Avoid making excuses, feeling sorry for yourself, or acting like a victim. Instead, keep pushing forward. Method 8. Work. Too much time is often wasted on tasks that don't really move the needle. Here's a key concept: 20% of what you do at work delivers 80% of your results. The law of three says that just three tasks in your job contribute to about 90% of your value. Identify these high-impact activities and give them your full attention. The goal is to work smart on what really counts. Executives say they value employees who can set priorities and tackle important tasks, and who have the discipline to deliver quality work quickly. So, zero in on your top priorities and put in your best effort there. This is how you stand out in the workplace. Method 9. Leadership. Effective leaders are like masters of self-control. They know exactly what they want and always strive for top-notch performance. They prioritize the success of their team over their own ambitions. But here's the thing, they're also realists. They can spot areas where their company needs to get better. These leaders are open to fresh ideas and never stop learning. They're reliable, dependable, and always stay true to their word. Method 10. Business. To succeed in business, you need a product or service that people really want and are happy to pay for. You've got to outwork your competitors by putting in more effort and time and doing it better. Understand who your target customers are and what makes your business unique. Focus on giving top-notch customer service and always keep track of how well you're doing. When your customers start telling their friends and family about your business, you'll know you're on the right track. Method 11. Sales. Working in sales can be tough, but the payoff can be huge. Always ask yourself, is what I'm doing right now leading to a sale? Many salespeople struggle with fear of rejection, which can make them avoid tasks like cold calling. Remember, rejection isn't personal. To boost your success, focus on quantity. The more prospects you reach out to, the more sales you're likely to close. Method 12. Money. Many people struggle with money because they lack self-control. They crave immediate satisfaction and believe happiness comes from buying things. Change your mindset so that saving money feels rewarding. As your savings grow, you'll feel more secure and content. Less worry about money leads to personal satisfaction. Method 13. Time management. To manage your time effectively, it's crucial to decide the order of tasks you tackle. Start by listing everything you need to do and then prioritize each task using the ABT method. Assign a letter, A to E, to indicate its importance. Focus on your A tasks first and work your way down the list. Think of your time as an investment. Consider whether each activity gives you the best returns. Avoid spending time on tasks that aren't worth your energy. By following this method, you'll make sure every moment counts and achieve more each day. Method 14. Problem solving. Successful people tackle challenges head-on using a structured method. First, they clarify the problem by asking, "Is this truly a problem I can solve, or is it out of my control?" They dig into the causes to prevent similar issues in the future. Next, they generate ideas for solutions and choose the most practical one. Then they plan how to put the solution into action and assign responsibilities. Finally, they evaluate the outcomes to see if the chosen solution worked. Method 15. Happiness. Humans are naturally social creatures who find joy in connecting with others. However, our happiness also relies on feeling in command of our emotions and life circumstances. By taking charge and harnessing our potential, we pave the way for a more fulfilling life. When we exercise self-discipline in areas like physical fitness, relationships, meaningful work, financial stability, and personal growth, we significantly increase our chances of finding contentment. Method 16. Personal health. To achieve better health and longevity, it's important to stick to some straightforward guidelines. Eat regular meals instead of snacking throughout the day. Also, avoid overeating. Swap out white flour for whole wheat and be mindful of your sugar and salt intake. These changes can help you live a healthier life. Method 17. Physical fitness. Exercise for about 30 minutes every day. It's super important. You don't have to be a pro athlete, just get moving regularly. Always buckle up when you're in a car and steer clear of smoking or drinking too much. Being physically fit is key to feeling truly happy. Method 18. Marriage. Having a strong, lasting relationship is super important for your happiness. The main things for a happy marriage are being compatible and having the right temperament. That means you and your partner should have similar values and get along well together. Keeping your relationship strong needs work and good listening skills. To be a good listener, pay full attention when your partner talks, don't interrupt, and take a moment to think before you respond. If there's something you don't understand, ask questions instead of guessing. Finally, repeat back what they said to make sure you understood them correctly. Method 19. Children. The best thing you can do for your kids is to let them know you love them no matter what. Spending time with them as they grow up is crucial, no shortcuts here. Your job is to make sure they have a safe place to figure things out. Your actions every day teach them what's important and how to behave. If you handle problems calmly, they'll learn to do the same. Method 20. Friendship. To be a great friend, you need to treat others the way you want to be treated. Show them that you like and respect them, and that you value their friendship. Accept them for who they are without judging them. Let them know that you appreciate them. Don't forget to say thank you when they do something for you. Make sure you're someone people enjoy spending time with, be friendly and easy to get along with. Remember that criticizing or complaining can hurt someone's feelings and self-esteem. Keep in mind the three C's: courtesy, concern, and consideration. Method 21. Peace of mind. Investing in your spiritual well-being is crucial for finding inner peace. Train yourself to separate your feelings from material possessions. Let go of the urge to always be right and avoid blaming others for your unhappiness. Forgiveness is key to tranquility. Remember, the discipline of forgiveness is the key to the spiritual kingdom. Key points. 1. Define success, prioritize actions, and learn from achievers to reach your goals efficiently. 2. Build integrity and solid character through consistent practice of good values. 3. Take responsibility for your life, reject excuses, and shape your own destiny. 4. Set clear goals, take consistent action, and track progress to achieve success. 5. Invest in personal growth, develop skills, and prioritize continuous learning for professional success. 6. Face fears with self-discipline, imagine worst-case scenarios, and push forward confidently.